And while Mitt Romney travels overseas, speculation about his running mate continues. One long-shot contender is Chris Christie, the popular governor of New Jersey. He's won a lot of fans in the GOP with his brash style, but as NPR's Joel Rose reports, his critics wonder if Christie is a little too colorful for prime time.
What people in New Jersey like about Chris Christie is his candor, the sense that he's speaking from his heart instead of a script. Here's an example from last summer at a press conference as Hurricane Irene barreled toward the Jersey shore.
Get the hell off the beach in Asbury Park and get out. You're done. It's 4:30. You've maximized your tan. Get off the beach.
Christie has a reputation for saying what's on his mind, even if it's going to offend some of his constituents. It's a style he's deployed at town hall meetings across New Jersey, where he takes questions, often for over an hour. The state's largest teachers union is a favorite target.
Has any of your children come home and said to you, "Mom, Dad, please, just pay for my teacher's health benefits and I'll get A's, I swear"? Now, you're all laughing, right? This is the crap I have to hear.
To Christie's supporters, this is a whole new way of doing business. Republican John Bramnick is the minority leader in the New Jersey State Assembly.
He's changed the nature of how politicians can speak in the United States. He's taken issues where politicians have hedged their bets, and he's made it okay to be very direct.
At least it seems to be working for Christie. He's a relatively popular Republican governor in a state where Democrats have a comfortable registration advantage. But sometimes Christie's fiery rhetoric can convey a sense that he's not totally in control of his temper. That's the impression his critics took from a heated confrontation on a Jersey Shore boardwalk a few weeks ago between Christie and a local resident who had offended him.
You're a real big shot. You're a real big shot. Shut your mouth, folks.
The incident was captured on video and posted online. Monmouth University political scientist Patrick Murray says that confrontation and others from some of Christie's recent town hall meetings may not be great for his image.
These moments may come back to bite him because in the past it was written off of, this is Chris Christie being Chris Christie. Now there are some thoughts that has this gotten away from him? Has he lost control of his ability to use those Christie moments, those YouTube moments, to his advantage?
That's the kind of thing that might scare Mitt Romney's camp away from tapping Christie as a running mate. But Murray thinks there's a more fundamental reason that Christie is an unlikely pick for VP.
He's the rock star of the party, and that actually will be another concern for Mitt Romney because you don't want the number two to be getting more attention than the number one in a ticket, and that's a potential with Chris Christie.
Christie flirted with seeking the presidential nomination himself before deciding against it. Even Christie has admitted he's not an orthodox choice to be number two, as he did during a visit to a high school history class earlier this year.
Do I really look like the vice presidential type, you know? sitting behind him at the State of the Union going, I don't think that's me. So I think it's unlikely.
Christie seems more likely to be tapped as the keynote speaker at next month's Republican National Convention. Rumors to that effect have been swirling since last week, and Monmouth University pollster Patrick Murray thinks that's a natural fit.
That's a slam dunk, and I'd be surprised if it turned out it wasn't him. We ask people whether they think he would be a good keynote speaker, and even Democrats grudgingly admit that that's a good choice for him.
The keynote speaking engagement would all but guarantee that Chris Christie is not going to be the party's VP nominee this year, but it would be an excellent springboard for 2016. Yesterday, Christie was asked if he might be interested in running for president next time around if Mitt Romney loses. Christie replied, "I don't think I'd back away from it." Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.